الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters, respected علماء الكرام, today is our last day here. And I remind myself and you that a day will come when it will be our last day also in this world. Get me the water. And on this last day, finding and reflecting for myself to say, what is the accounting that I have to do for myself as I leave here? The first of the accounting is to begin with thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu, first and foremost for giving us the tawfiq to leave our homes, leave our countries, leave our families in many cases, and come and gather here for these 5 days only with one purpose, which is to please Him and to be connected with Him. It's only by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's only by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I were able to do this. And so I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I ask you to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enabled us to do this. Then I would like to thank all of you for coming. Especially I would like to thank the ulama who came, Sheikh Walid, who was there with us right from the beginning, and then the two cherries on the cake, a big cherry and a small cherry, Sheikh Muhammad and Sheikh Ahmad Sumbul, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the three of them and make them sabit in this dunya wal akhirah, bil qawli sabiti, fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. And fill their hearts with the noor of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has honored them with, so that they may recite it, they may read it, they may understand it, they may teach it, and they may follow it. And that others who follow them, may they become their leaders into the Jannah, bi ghairi hisab, inshaAllah. I also want to thank my brother Shazli Khan and his whole family, which are like my family, and the others in Malaysia and South Africa, two places where I have families. And may Allah bless them. I don't want to name all of them. I know many of them don't even want to be named, but they know who they are, I know who they are, and Allah knows who they are, and this is enough, inshallah. Where I come to these countries, it's like I'm coming home. There are people who are concerned if I, for every single thing that happens to me, there are people who are concerned to do things. May Allah bless them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts together in this dunya and akhirah, inshallah. The reason I'm beginning with thanks for all of these things is because one of the purposes of this whole program is to build and create ukhuwah within us. To remind us and create this ukhuwah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this ummah, inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. Allah said, this ummah of yours is one ummah. And I am your Rabb, So worship me. And in another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ana rabbukum fattaqun. I am your Rabb, so therefore have taqwa. And as I have explained, ibadah and taqwa are related. Taqwa is the outcome of ibadah. Ibadah is the worship, and taqwa is what results from sincere worship, which is the application of khushu in the rest of your life. Khushu is not only khushu fi salah. Khushu is khushu fi completely in the entire way of life. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described khushu in Hadith Jibreel, which you would have read, it is one of the hadith in your Living Islam Kitab. When he said, أَن تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, that does not apply only to Salah. He mentioned Salah and gave the example of Salah because that was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where everything, and for him and the Sahaba, the Salah was the head of the matter, the peak of the matter, and therefore they referred to everything in terms of Salah, including, for example, the succession of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as the Khalifatul Muslimin. The final clinching argument, which everybody accepted, was when Umar ibn al-Khattab stood up and said, which one of you will accept that you are the Imam and Abu Bakr is Mamur? And they said, Iyadu Billah, they said, no. May Allah protect us from this. How can I lead Salah and Abu Bakr prays behind me? So Salah is the peak of the matter, and therefore Sallallahu always gave an example of that. But the example is not restricted to that. Sallu kamara aitumuni usalli does not refer only to Salah. It refers to Salah. But then if you take, how must I do my bayah? How must I do my whole relationship in the house? Same thing. Do it like you see me do. Pray like you see me pray. Treat your wife like you see me treat my wife. Treat your children like you see me treat my children. Treat your elders and your teachers and your scholars and your friends and your relatives and your community like you see me doing those things. So, antabud Allah ka'annaka tara. Worship Allah as if you can see Allah. Talk to your brother as if you can see Allah. Treat your wife as if you can see Allah. Treat your husband like you see, as if you can see Allah. Do a deal, when you are doing a deal, a transaction, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? If there are two, the third is Allah. So if you are doing a transaction, do it like you see Allah. That is the purpose of this course. This purpose of this course is only to remind us, as I said, today is the last day. It is to remind us that one day it will be our last day in this dunya. May Allah give you long and healthy and productive lives. But a day will come when it will be the last day. And if that last day begins the way this day began, with tahajjud, with tilawatul Quran, with salatul fajr by jama'ah, if that last day begins in this way, inshallah, making dua for maghfirah, standing shoulder by shoulder, shoulder to shoulder with your brothers. Alhamdulillah, we have got 8 nationalities in this place, in this program. We've got, I don't know, if I look at racial profiling, how many races we have here. But alhamdulillah, we've spent 5 days without cutting each other's throats, without biting each other, without cursing each other. So it's doable, right? So if that last day of ours in this dunya also starts with tahajjud, which starts with tilawatul Quran, which starts with salah by jama'ah, which starts with ukhuwa, which starts with friendship of one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah that will be a good day for us. We lived in an environment where, I'm not praising the ones who did it, But I am praising the ones who did not do it. We had a situation where one of our brothers left his laptop in the dining room for 2 days. But he discovered that nobody liked the laptop, so it was still there. And one of the sisters decided to go a step ahead, and she left 2 gold rings, one with diamonds, one with rubies, on her table for the whole day. And she discovered that nobody likes gold either. SubhanAllah, imagine, where do you see this Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. May Allah bless this country of Malaysia and this people. Amen. And may Allah give us tawfiq not to spoil them by leaving gold and silver all over the place. I told them, donate it. You don't like the gold, give it away. So if this is the last day, and if the last day is like this, inshallah, this is good news for us, inshallah. Now, you came here 4 days ago, today the 5th day. And you brought with yourself, you brought with you your luggage. And while you were here, you ate something, you drank something, and you had those empty cans and empty packets of whatever you were eating and drinking. Now when you are going back from here, are you going to carry all those empty cans, empty packets, empty bottles, whatever else that was there? Or will you take back only what you brought? All the empty stuff, all the used stuff, what do we call it? Garbage. All that garbage you will leave behind. And you will take with you only that which is good. You will take with you what you brought. And you will take with you something which you gained from here which is worth taking. Which is your learnings, which is your books. And above all, I hope your memories. And the same applies to physically going from here, is what do we do with the garbage? And what is the garbage? The garbage of life is envy, it is hatred, it is jealousy, it is laziness, it is kibar, arrogance, it is a feeling of superiority one over the other. All of this is garbage. It gets generated, it is part of life. You look at somebody, you feel envious. But envy is permitted only in 2 cases. And what are those cases? Where somebody knows the deen more than you and is using it in a good way for practicing it and for teaching it, and you feel envious and you say, oh Allah, I wish I had this. If I had it, I would use it in the same way. And so also with wealth. Somebody who has wealth and who is spending it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you feel envious. And you say, oh Allah, I wish I had this so I could do it in the same way. But other than that, to feel envy is not permissible. So we generate this garbage. You have envy and this and that and jealousy and whatnot. But the key to do is what? The key to that is to do what you are doing with your garbage today. Leave it behind. Don't carry it with you. Because when you go back home, what is the only thing which will matter? That which has value in the home. And what has value in the home? You heard the ayat in the recitation today. Illa man ata Allah bi qalbin salim. The only thing which has value in when you go back is the condition of your heart. قلب سلیم. اللہ سینٹ اس ہیئر ود اے پیور ہارٹ. وی کیم ان ٹو دس ورلڈ ود آؤٹ ایول, ود آؤٹ سین. وی کیم ان ٹو دس ورلڈ ود آؤٹ اینی گاربیج. وی کیم ان ٹو دس ورلڈ ود آؤٹ کیریئنگ اینی بڈی ایلسز برڈن. اینڈ سو دیئر فور لیٹ اس گو بیک ود آؤٹ گاربیج. لیو آل دیٹ بیہائنڈ. And to treat, therefore, as I said, today began with tahajjud and we began with Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah and Tilawat al-Qur'an and so on. And I said that I wish if this was the case with our last day, that would be a good way of leaving this world. But how to ensure that? How to ensure that? Make friends with Malakul Maut and tell him, let me know before you are coming. And if you can't do that, then do it every day. Live every day as if it is your last day, because it may well be. It may well be. And leave all garbage behind. All criticism, all somebody's opinion, what does so-and-so think of me? I'm upset because so-and-so said this bad about me. Why do you care what anybody says about you? Allah will not ask that person's opinion about what to do with you. So what does it matter? You be concerned about yourself. And nobody can fool you. You know what you are doing, whether it is right or whether it is wrong. You know this very well. You don't need any fatwa from anyone. If you know it is right, alhamdulillah, make tawbah, continue to do it. If you think it is wrong, if you have a doubt, check, clarify, leave it. Don't do it. Don't bother about what anybody is saying. So as we go today, I want to remind myself and you, let us take back specific things that will translate into actions. As I mentioned to you on the first day, as well as the welcome letter that goes for this program, we say that this is not an alimiyat course, it is an amaliya course. It's a course of action, it's not a course of information. We are not giving you information, we are not teaching you information. The course is meant to incline you towards action. So therefore, stay with the action and say, what is it that I am going to do different from what I used to do now that I have been to the Leadership Excellence course? How will my life change? What is it that I used to do that I will not do anymore because I realized it is wrong? What is it that I did not used to do that I am going to start doing because I know it is right? And what is it that I used to do which alhamdulillah is good and so I will continue to do that? What will you start? What will you stop? And what will you continue? I think that is the key thing that you must go away from here. Today in the class, when we finally do the concluding session, we'll actually ask you to share some of your thoughts and some of your takeaways from this program. So make some notes for that. But key thing is not just making notes, key thing is to actually practice it in your life. Actually put that into practice and say, this is what I am going to be doing starting from now. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable you to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save you from that which is not pleasing to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your coming here, to accept your effort, to accept your time, to accept your investment, and to give you reward in keeping with His Majesty and grace, and to save you and to forgive all the mistakes that you have made, and to save you from all that is not pleasing to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward our shuyukh who have taken the time and trouble to come here and to be with us and to teach us. Amen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with them and to grant them the highest of stations. Amen. And to grant them Jannatul Firdausul Ala bi ghairi hisab, and in this dunya to honor them and to protect them from all evil. Amen. And to use them for the sake of the work of His deen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help and to guide and to reward every single person who took part in making this whole program a success. Some of them are known, some of them do a lot of work quietly behind the scenes. Nobody even knows who they are except their Rabb, and that is sufficient that their Rabb knows who they are. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward all of them in keeping with His Majesty and grace. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.